of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening. How are you tonight? 6:04 in the evening. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. I'm very excited about tonight's show. We're live here.
And boys.
Oh, yes. And we have the boys here. We got Seth McGaha in, who is going to tell us all about Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights. And I asked you specifically, would you bring your children in tonight?
Yes, I did. And I've got my three sons here. We're really excited to talk with you about Garden of Lights.
And because this is such a family event, all ages, and it starts November 17th. So say hello, boys.
Hi.
All right. So we've got 10, 8, and 5.
That's right. Yep.
All right. And Mom's here, too.
Yep. We got the whole gang here.
All right. So we're so happy to have you guys here. And, well, let me just ask the boys a quick question before we go into Seth. Did you go to Garden of Lights last year, and what was your favorite part? Should we start with the oldest? Move around.
I really liked the big igloo about last year.
Special. It was
the
new.
With the fog and the snow.
And the snow. Well, it felt like it was snowing, but I thought it snowed.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I liked the igloo, too.
The igloo. Okay. And how about you?
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was the parrot.
Oh, the parrots at Turtle Bay.
Oh, the parrots. Okay. Now, it would be so fun one year if we could get the parrots to actually be in the Garden of Lights where you can feed them.
That would be really neat.
Wouldn't that be nice? Now, let's talk about the train.
That's right. Yeah, we knew this year we have a model train exhibit. We're calling it Model Train Town. And it's a large train exhibit that has Shasta County landscapes like the mountains and the lakes. And of course, holiday trains going around on tracks with a bunch of holiday lights. So we're really excited for our guests to come and experience that for the first time this year.
All right. So we, I put down on Facebook tonight that for people to stand by because we're giving away tickets on the air right now. And that is going to be for, what's great about these tickets is that they're good for any night.
Any night of the light show, yes.
These are golden. These are golden. So I'm going to be giving two away to a caller here at 530-605-4567. So if you're listening and you heard that, I'm going to take the first caller. We don't need to go down lines or anything like that. But so Seth McGaha, thanks for being on, and let's talk a little bit more about November 17th is opening night.
That is, yep. We're open November 17th through January 7th, and the light show is open Wednesday through Sunday from 5 to 9. When you buy your tickets online, you can select your start time, and you're welcome to stay until 9 o'clock. And we have a lot of the same displays that we've had before with some additional things. We mentioned the trains. We're adding some neon glowing swings that people can swing around on and take pictures of. And we have new music that's animated, and so we're really excited for the show to start. We've been working on it for months, wrapping those trees, putting up all those exhibits, selecting all the music. Mosaic will be there with their food and beverages.
Mm, that's always good.
And s'mores around the fire.
I love the hot cider. It's very unique and very wonderful. Yeah. And so Christina's taking a call. You can hear in the other room. I don't think she knows her mic's open. And then Christina's our producer tonight, so we appreciate her coming in specifically for the show because I knew you would get a lot of calls calling for these tickets. So Mosaic's there with the food, and so when these people redeem these tickets, can they come any time, or do they have to make a special?
Oh, the tickets are good for any time. They arrive with those, and they just start at the Sundial Bridge. They bring their tickets, and they're into the light show.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. What else do you have to share with us regarding the Garden of Lights?
Well, I mean, we're just really excited to kick off the holiday season. You know, we open a little bit before November, the Thanksgiving holiday. But we find that people they love coming early. They love experiencing the Sundial Bridge and the holiday light displays all throughout the gardens. The size of the gardens is about 10 acres. It takes a couple hours to experience the whole thing. Just really immersed in the music and just the holiday spirit. And like I said, we've been working hard to get this light show up and running. It takes a lot of Turtle Bay staff and volunteers to make it all happen. Our horticulture department, our maintenance, pretty much everyone that works at Turtle Bay is involved in it. And so we're really hyped and ready to open the season.
So how many volunteers, Seth, would you say in the ish, how many volunteers do you usually have during the season to put up the lights, take the lights down? Is that the same group or do you have like troops?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of staff that put it together. We have staff and volunteers. There's some professional arborists that do the really complicated tree wrapping. You know, if you look at those oak trees, you can just imagine how many hours it takes to wrap those. I mean, it takes a lot of expertise. We have a lot of volunteers that help us year-round in the gardens with a lot of the landscaping and all the upkeep of the botanical gardens. With Garden of Lights, you know, every night there's probably about 10 to 15 volunteers that are helping guide traffic and take photos of people at the photo op area. And so we rely heavily on volunteers. And we have staff there every night, too, that are dedicated to making the experience really special for families. And so it's just a really big group effort. I'm really honored and privileged to be a part of it. I love doing the marketing for it and being a part of that. But really, it's just a really big effort by a large amount of people to make it all happen.
Well, you are a wonderful spokesperson, I will say, for Turtle Bay. And I'm sure you're very proud of your husband. And so great that the boys could be here tonight. I always appreciate it. I personally invited them because I think they're so well behaved. And that speaks volumes of their parenting, and I just admire, because I think that in today's world we have to really watch everything very closely, and so I appreciate these young, fresh, beautiful souls that are talking on the air tonight, sitting here like behaving like fine little gentlemen. Yeah, and then you get them later.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So Christine, who won the tickets? I put you on the spot there. Oh, and you know what? Your mic was on while you were taking the phone call. We love that. It's live radio.
The anticipation is
awesome.
Yeah.
Winner was Tammy Speaker.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she will try to stop by today. That's awesome.
Well, we can. Yeah, she can come by tomorrow and maybe she'll come by during the show.
Yeah, no problem.
And you know what? If somebody's listening, even though we gave away those first two, while Seth is here and we're feeling like very excited about launching this and played the first Christmas music, I think maybe outside the mall.
That's right. Yeah, I think you started it off.
We started it off. I think the first time we played Christmas music here on the show is we're going to give away two more tickets for Garden of Lights right here live, 605-4567. Give us a call for that hotline. We're live here tonight. This is Linda Bott on North State Now. And those tickets are golden because they're good for any night. What a fantastic gift or something you can tuck in the back of your pocket. How about after Christmas? You're extending your hours.
That's right. Yeah, we're open to January 7th. So for the family members that are coming, you know, later after the holiday or people that can't make it, January 7th is the date that we're open until. You know, it's still a great time to celebrate. We also have a New Year's Eve event.
What's that? Because that's our anniversary.
Oh, nice. Well,
we're going to be in town, I think. So what's happening?
We have a special New Year's Eve event on December 31st, and it's all ages this year. Last year was 21+. We opened it up to all ages this year.
Hi.
And it's just, you know, it's Garden of Lights with some special live music. There's two stages of live music and additional food and beverages. So it's a great way to celebrate the new year.
Yeah. All right. We have another caller, and Christina will be able to give us that name after. Are you starting to get impatient? They did. Oh, well, we have the boys here, and we are on the air. So that's what we love about live. So thank you so much. And Christina, can you give us the name of who our caller is? Oh, she's still taking it
still
down.
Still on
right.
the line, yeah.
All right, so yeah. New Year's Eve now. Is that those are special tickets online?
Yep, you can buy those tickets online. It's a special fundraiser for Turtle Bay.
Okay.
We do a lot of fundraisers year-round. That's one of our big ones. But, yeah, you can go to turtlebay.org. That's going to give you all the information about Reading Garden of Lights, the New Year's Eve party, and anything else related to Turtle Bay. You know, the museum is open, you know, during Garden of Lights. We have, some fun exhibits to check out. The animal programming, the educational programming, all goes on during Garden of Lights. And so turtlebay.org is the spot to go to learn all about that.
And it's a magical time. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. We'll announce those two names after our commercial break. Thank you, Seth Magaha, one more time. And we will be giving tickets away tomorrow and through next week for this wonderful event that is such a magical jewel here in the North State. And we are so behind. What a glorious time it is to be outside in Reading with this light show, with this Garden of Lights moment that is just great.
That's right. Yeah, we have the perfect landscape for it, Sundial Bridge and the Sacramento River Trail. So thank you for having me, and we're excited to get this show started.
So do we have a name of the next winner, Christina?
Yes, we do. His name is Bruce Ross.
Okay. Oh! Bruce!
Congratulations, Bruce.
All right,
Bruce.
So we love that. I love the fact that we have these names that I love that they're listening to the show. You know, you are loved. We're going to be right back after these messages, and we've got a great, a wonderful interview coming up that I think is going to blow your mind about some wellness from Dr. James Taggart that is bringing some new wellness treatments here into the North State that I'm very, very interested in, as we're all trying to keep the best that we can be as we age. And he's got some incredible things you're going to hear about after this break. This is Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is North State Now, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too much. minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Oh, I was so fortunate to see them. Yes. I saw Journey in Chicago. I had a friend of mine. By the way, this is Linda Bott. Welcome back. Congratulations to Tammy and to Bruce. You both received two tickets to Garden of Lights. That starts November 17th, so you've got time to come by the station and pick up the tickets. And what I love is, first of all, when we think about what gives you the yummies, and I use that term, and you see my husband next to me sometimes rolling his eyes, but I'm talking about things that feel good, and the Garden of Lights brings out that inner child. It is a beautiful night to take your family, somebody in a wheelchair, children in strollers, and people are kind. I feel that when I've been there, they understand space. They have places for people to sit down if they're tired. They have a beautiful, fire pits throughout so people can warm their hands. And now they've added extra spaces as they go into, I think, the third year. Extra fire pits with places that you can have like a hot cider as you're going through the gardens, not just in the entrance. So that's another addition. And then, of course, the beautiful train where they used to have the reindeer. And so the reindeer will not be there this year, so the train will be in that same location. And I can't believe how much that reindeer cost when I heard how much money that cost to bring a reindeer in. And even though it was wonderful and I really appreciated it and it was educational, the reindeer would lose its rack or whatever you want to call it while it was there. I want to tell you about this interview that's coming up here, because we're going to go into that. Dr. James Taggart couldn't be here tonight, so yesterday morning after the morning show, I pre-recorded it with him. And I have been going to, Dr. Taggart for vitamin infusions and some things that I think have really made a big difference in my body and my health, because I think just like many of us have had injuries, or we've been hospitalized, or we've had health issues, or we have, you know, underlying conditions. It's just really important to stay on top of your health, especially after COVID and what we all went through with being around people with that. So this has been something that I've implemented into my routine. And as I have been going to Dr. Taggart, I've realized how many new practice, what he's doing with his practice, and you're going to hear about that. So let's start with that interview. This is Linda Bott, and let's just shoot. Hey, welcome to the show. This is Linda Bott with North State Now here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, streaming also on KCNR1460.com. Remember, you can always go back into the archives, because you want to go back, I'm sure, once you get this information tonight, and listen to this show, because there's a lot of great information. I'm here with Dr. James Taggart. Good evening.
Good evening.
And James Taggart, I mean, I could go into like this incredible background specializing in new technology, but also he's in, his really involved in the neuropsychiatric disorders. That's been a new passion of yours, but you also have been specializing in emergency medicine.
Correct. Yes, I'm an emergency medicine physician, board certified and trained. And I was chief of emergency medicine at Shasta Regional for approximately 11 years. And I decided to open up Shasta Meadows Wellness Center about, I guess, a year and a half ago now, because I was seeing a lot of people falling through the cracks in terms of their mental health and other neuropsychiatric disorders. So and it started off as providing ketamine infusions, but then I realized, well, there's a lot more to treating patients, and ketamine isn't the end-all, be-all. And so what I discovered was that a lot of you got to find the root cause of the depression or the PTSD or the anxiety, and they're not all the same, right? So, for instance, head trauma causes depression and causes extreme changes in one's hormones in the brain. And so what happens is, well, I could go on and on and on, but long story short is I've found a lot of other modalities and ways to treat these conditions after they've had a physical exam, history, and blood workup.
Well, since I've known you, and I've been coming to Shasta, or going to Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, which with Dr. Taggart and his staff, for vitamin infusions. And you know, I kind of feel like you know, you said something about there was a time when you could eat an orange, and the way that our food has been processed through the years, a seed is not a seed anymore, unless you're like organically growing something from the very beginning in your backyard and you know exactly what's in it. It takes, you mentioned, it takes 7 oranges to get the equivalent of 1 orange.
Correct. Right.
Today.
Right.
And so I feel that in my body as I have gotten older, and I've had, you know, traumatic incidences happen or illnesses in my life, that I want to be at the optimal range emotionally, physically, mentally. And there's days that I'm just achy and sluggish, and so when I get the vitamin infusions, my pain goes away. I have more clarity. And so will you share with our listeners some of the treatments just through the vitamin infusions?
Sure. We provide the IV vitamin B, all the vitamin B complexes in a single infusion. That includes riboflavin, thiamine, and then we have glutathione, we have vitamin C, we have triamino acid, and then the Myers cocktail, of course, everyone is familiar with. Those are the ingredients, and a lot of those are antioxidants, and like the vitamin C. And it just makes it more bioavailable when you're doing it intravenously compared to oral. So you know what you're getting. Of course, the body will eliminate what it doesn't need, after you provide it, but it certainly maximizes your results.
Well, for me, I can say that I had a shoulder that was inflamed for, I don't know, a year, and I felt like I was like, what's wrong with this? And I was even, you know, feeling like I was taking Pilates, that there was the right shoulder, I was having a hard time stretching it up above my head. And once I got this infusion, there was something that happened, and I don't know if it just hit my cells or it hit, it hydrated me in a certain way. I really don't know, but it really did make a difference. So I tell my friends, especially if you've had, you know, you've been hospitalized, or if you had any kind of like major medications that have been pumped through your body. And that was my experience, because I was in Shasta Regional, and I had a sepsis that went a runaway infection. I was in for 4 days, pumped full of so much stuff that I think I don't know about you as a doctor, but maybe you'll share with our listeners that you think your body's eliminating, but maybe there's still some stuff that hangs around. So what do you do to flush it out?
Yeah, you want injury and acute injury results in acute inflammation, right? And then if things aren't optimized, that acute inflammation can turn into chronic inflammation, right? And it goes on and on and on and creates pain, and in the brain creates PTSD, anxiety, depression. And so I realized that, well, if I'm not optimizing the person's hormones and they're not optimizing their physiology and their cellular function, then I can give all the ketamine in the world or give TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, but the durability may not be as good, meaning it won't last as long.
So I'm here with Dr. Taggart because I think that you are cutting edge in the fact that it's not just the vitamin infusions. There's a brand new technology that you're bringing to the North State. Can you share with us what that is?
Sure.
That has to do with something that's that you put on your head.
Well, it's TMS, which is stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's been used and FDA approved since 2008, and it's covered by insurance for depression, OCD, and depending on your insurer and the machine that you have, you might be able to get coverage for smoking cessation. And so TMS has been found to be effective in a lot of different conditions. And now there's new technology that is really sort of under the radar, and it's basically EEG. You're taking a person's EEG, you're looking at the specifically the alpha brainwaves and the abnormal alpha brainwaves, and then you're taking that data and putting it into a software program that will essentially spit out a very specific TMS protocol to help normalize and sync those abnormal alpha brainwaves between the right and left side of the brain. And so what they have found is that they're seeing improvement within 10 treatments, all right? And regular TMS, first of all, you have to get through all the hoops and barriers of criteria for the insurance carriers for it to be covered, right? And so what the difference here is you're using a different protocol. It's a prescription for the patient, right? Everyone's different.
Right.
But in the current TMS, it's the same thing. It's 10 hertz, same number of trains, same number of magnetic pulses that are delivered to the same spot in the brain. That's it. Right? For this, every person, it's the same. And so the EEG, takes that data and produces a protocol. And obviously this is a patented, technology that is currently in the process of in and of itself to be FDA approved in the future. But right now, we're seeing great results with it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about what you've been talking about, psychiatric disorders. But there's so much more than that with this new technology. And then let's get back down into, like, through all of this research you've been doing. It all comes down to the hormones. And when we think about hormones, we're going to talk more about, that's not just PMS, and that's not just estrogen and testosterone. There's so much more with our hormones. And we're going to talk with Dr. Taggart about this new development as well as we take a break here on KCNR. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. I'll be right back. Just remember to always think twice.
harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And welcome back to our North State Now show here. This is Linda Bott. Great to be here tonight. I am very thrilled to have my guest, Dr. James Taggart, with us. And we've been discussing in the first segment TMS therapy. Let's continue a little bit more. I know we talked about before the break hormones, but let's get into all this tying in. And what are some of the treatment? What can the TMS do to help? Which is this new treatment that you're bringing to the North State?
So the TMS has, like I said, been around for a while, but the EEG mediated TMS, we're going to be able to help patients with depression, PTSD, anxiety, insomnia, ADHD. Potentially learning disabilities. I have yet to really determine that if there's long-lasting effects from that. And then traumatic brain injury.
Addiction.
Brain fog, addiction, substance abuse disorder, alcoholism. Yes, it is very effective for that.
And so give our listeners a visual of how long does the treatment look like?
So the treatment involves 10 treatments to start off with. Generally, that's what we believe most of the patients will respond within that time. Sometimes you have to do 20, sometimes you have to do 30, maybe on the tougher cases, but each treatment is every day, so Monday through Friday, and the actual treatment would last about 23 to 25 minutes. You'd probably be in the office 40 minutes at the most. So you do that for 10 days and then see the response. We start off with an EEG. You'd start off with a history and physical and exam and maybe a hormonal blood draw lab panel if we think it's needed. And then you would come in for an EEG on a separate day. And then you would come, and then after that's been done, you would follow up with the actual treatments, which would be 10 treatments. Well, so you're looking at 2 office visits plus the 10 treatment visits and then potentially blood work. And then we would also do an EEG halfway through the course to see if we're making any improvement on the brain waves. And then we would look at the end result too and do an EEG at the end. So you're actually able to look at the brain physiology before, during, and after treatment and see the improvement.
That's super cool. So when we think about Western medicine and how hard it is to even get into doctors and how you have to go into specialized, okay, this doctor helps with this, then I have to get, you know, the general practitioner, the GP to say, okay, we're going to give you this person and then that person. So I love the fact that you found this niche where you're specializing in the brain chemistry, and let's talk about how important the hormonal chart and what you've learned with how that affects your whole over body health.
Well, I mean that is our body and our health is when we're younger, our hormones are at optimal, you know, levels. And as we age and as we, you know, have injury or assault, to the brain or to the body, it creates inflammation. And so it's just a progressive, you know, downhill, assault on our hormones. And so you need to, there are ways to help optimize your hormones, so that you can have, a healthier life, healthier mind, and a healthier sense of well-being. And so it's really hard to do that if you know your testosterone is completely in the basement, so to speak, you know, if it's really low, or if, you know, your vitamin B12 is off, or if your thyroid is off. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people can have, you know, mental disease or distress, and all of it has to do with the biochemistry.
So you were talking about when somebody comes in and says, okay, I want my hormones checked. You talked about it's so much more than these 3 or 4 things that we think of. Like, what are some of the other things with the hormone check?
In terms of what I'm looking at?
Yes.
Well, you know, we look at an extensive lab panel. You know, that, you know, we're just not looking at estrogen and testosterone.
Yes, that's what I meant.
And thyroid. We're looking at DHEA, dihydrotestosterone. We're looking at pregnenolone, progesterone, the different types of estrogen, estrione, estradiol. And then we're looking at, we may look at procalcitonin if needed. We're looking at IGF-1 and growth hormone. We're looking at what else? Yeah, there's a whole list. And you know, so each one of these biomolecules are related, you know, and they all interact with each other. And so you change one thing, and then you're going to have change, you know, downstream. And so it's not just as simple as, oh, we're just going to give you some testosterone,
right,
or we're just going to give you some estrogen.
So you come up with a kind of a program that once you come in and you do this panel, this in-depth panel, you could kind of start looking at, oh, you've got chronic this, or you have headaches, or a foggy brain, or inflammation, or aches, or ADHD, or anxiety, or all these things that could be linked to being out of balance, or not enough of, or too much of, mm-hmm. in your biochemistry. And then from there.
So that from, so well, you know, you do the history and the physical, determine what patients are needing, what they're suffering from, and we may or may not do a, you know, a hormone panel, and then we look at that, we optimize that, and then we'll choose, you know, is ketamine better for the patient? Is TMS better for the patient? And then you have, of course, well, the insurance, you know, because insurance doesn't cover most of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's, so it just needs to be a discussion. I'll have a discussion with the patient, what I think is best for them, and then find a solution for them, you know, from a financial standpoint, you know, if they have insurance and it's covered by insurance, do they have the time? There's a lot of decisions that go into making, up a treatment plan for the patient, and a lot of it, unfortunately, comes down to, are they able to do the treatments every day? You know, typical TMS is 30 treatments every day, you know, and that's a big commitment. Do they have a ride, you know? The same with ketamine. Ketamine, you can't drive home after, you know, you get an infusion. You have to have someone pick you up and take you home.
Mm-hmm. I just want to break in there because my point is that if somebody feels chronic – and they've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, there's a certain point that you think, I would hope that somebody would think, I will do whatever I need to do in order to get better.
Yeah,
and if it means that you have to sell a piece of furniture, if it means you don't take the trip to Disneyland, if it means I am going to put this money aside so I can get in and do this treatment, then – you know, I don't know about you, but I remember when I turned 40, my girlfriend said, don't you want to blah, blah, blah? No, I'm going to go to a health retreat because I want to feel good. I need to be clear and clean. And then, you know, life gets in the way and things happen. But, you know, I mean, I think it's a major choice. And we are very, very blessed to have Dr. James Taggart right here in Reading, right across from Shasta Regional in his offices of Shasta Meadows Wellness, right?
Yes, Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
And you are going to be doing free consultations. Let's talk about how that works.
Well, if you're suffering from one of these things that we've discussed, I would just call the office. The phone number is 444-8304. And you could schedule a free consultation, whether it's over the phone or you come into the center. I will see you, and we'll talk about what it is you're requesting help for and what might work for you. We have a lot of modalities that will help a lot of people out there, and I think it's about getting the word out to people, especially those. If you have friends or family that you think may be depressed or suicidal, we can help with that. And we can help very quickly with that, and especially with the ketamine, for instance. So if I have a patient that's suffering, you know, from severe depression and feeling suicidal, I'm not going to send them to TMS for 30 days and hope they get better. I'm going to give them ketamine right away, and we'll get them at a state that where they can feel better.
Well, let's take a quick break. This is Linda Bott. I'm with Dr. James Taggart, and we're talking about some of these wonderful new treatments that our doctor is bringing to the North State. More on that when we get back here on KCNR. This is North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment. equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You know, real quick, the suicidality. People with suicidal thoughts.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
pick up on that real quick. Okay. Just 5 seconds.
And welcome back to our North State Now show here with Linda Bott. My guest tonight is Dr. James Taggart. And you will find him at Shasta Meadows Wellness. His expertise goes with so much history. Again, let's talk about how you got into the world of working in the TMS and depression. You've are a graduate of, you've got, let's
yes,
talk about your board. You're boarded in.
Yeah, I graduated from Yale for my emergency medicine training. Went to the University of Vermont College of Medicine, and I've been a lot of other places too. Well, I won't get into, but emergency medicine has always been my passion, and I opened this wellness center up because I found people were not getting the help they needed, and I was discovering on my own all these other treatment modalities. And so,
and depression and suicide was a right. very big yep. deal of what you were experiencing in emergency medicine.
Every day. And so I see, you know, ketamine is very effective at helping eliminate those suicidal thoughts. And I can tell you, we've had countless patients that have been suicidal, and now are living a much better life. Some of them are going back to work and they're doing things they've never done before. And so, I think, I don't want people to give up hope, you know.
That's beautiful. And through that, like I said, you've expanded with other things and this TMS therapy, which is something new. You'll be the only person in the North State here to be doing this kind of procedure.
Sure. We're using EEG-mediated TMS, which will provide a specific electromagnetic pulse therapy to a specific area in the brain that can help countless number of medical conditions, all of which we've discussed, and including alcoholism and substance abuse disorder.
And you have a beautiful Shasta Wellness, Shasta Meadows Wellness. I keep, Shasta Meadows Wellness is on the second floor right across from a Shasta Regional, and I go there because I get vitamin infusions, and I will, that's why I have this connection with Dr. Taggart and his staff, and I really believe in the work that you're doing, and I see how important this work is, but for me, just to do the vitamin infusions has helped me tremendously. And so I share that with people. You are there for 45 minutes to an hour in a beautiful room with getting the infusion. And like I said, to me, it's part of my wellness journey. I want to go into my elder years not feeling like my body hurts and being able to be clear minded and to be positive. My God, next year we're going to be in crazy time if people are already, we just want to be able to be clear and thoughtful and
We want to all age well,
gracefully,
right, and feel well as we grow older. And a lot of these people are suffering at a young age, and there are things out there to treat people. I've really become, this sort of side note, disenchanted with the medical establishment, and I find stories every week or month regarding things that have been prohibited from coming to the mainstream for treatment of patients.
And I believe that. You're not the only person.
It's one thing after another I discover, and it's disheartening.
Right.
It's all about the money and the big pharma.
Yeah, well, we're not the only person that says that in the doctor world.
Yeah, so I'm looking for ways to help people outside of that.
Right, and alternative therapies.
Everyone always says alternative, but it's really not that alternative. Mm-hmm. It's been, a lot of these things have been out there, but it's just not, it's not well publicized, and it's not perhaps FDA approved, or it's not
happening in other countries.
Exactly. All these things are being used in other countries. I mean, I could give example after example of things that can help people, but aren't being used here because of the lobbyists or the big pharma and the financial interests of certain groups.
Well, I know it's going to take off, and so I know it's you've started this at the Shasta Meadows Wellness. It's TMS therapy, and you can go in. You can call Dr. Taggart and speak to him with a free consultation. That's 530-444-8304.
Yes.
And or you go in person with a free consultation. But I would think when this thing takes off that you're going to start having other doctors come on board. Because it's
we're doing well. I have other physicians refer to me, therapists refer to me, and so it's just about getting the word out there.
Right. So. Well, we support you, and we really want to see. We want people to be well.
Exactly.
Right. So, closing thoughts.
Well, I think I've already mentioned that. I want this to get out to people that really need it, and not to be afraid to give us a call. And I'll provide you with a free consultation to discuss what is in your best interest.
Well, thanks for being here tonight. Really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, just thank you for joining North State Now. We'll be right back after these messages. All right. So that was the interview that we recorded and did with Dr. James Taggart yesterday. And he's going to be on the morning show next week. And there's just so much that is coming to light with some of these therapies that I'm hoping that he can tell me what questions to ask him so that we can get deeper perhaps into one subject, because yesterday I was covering a bunch of stuff like I'm a visual
person.
The news
from Town Hall is brought to you.
So thank you for joining us, and we're going to say good night. All right, talk to you in the morning. See you later.
Regional Medical Center.